What is the reaction of your organization to the bombing of the MSF hospital in Kunduz?
We're definitely very shocked, very saddened by these tragic news. The MSF hospital was doing such great job at attending to the needs of the Afghan people in a very difficult period in Kunduz City in the past few days. And then to hear that it was bombed and many of our MSF friends were killed, it's absolutely tragic and very, very shocking news for us.
Do you know or is it known about the circumstances at all of surrounding this bombing?
You know, what we hear is absolutely the reports and allegations here and there, and we have no comment on that. To us, from our perspective, targeting of any medical facility or personnel working in healthcare is unacceptable regardless of the circumstances.
Kunduz has been the scene of a lot of fighting in the last few days. How was this hospital involved in assisting people in that region?
Since the fighting started, the two hospitals, there were just basically two operating hospitals in Kunduz City that are attending to the needs of those wounded because of the fighting. MSF Hospital was one of them. It was operating any time of the day at way beyond its normal capacity, and it was attending to those needs with much less human resources than usual, because many of its doctors and medical professionals were not able to reach the hospital during those days because of the security situation and some of the fighting. So it was providing a crucial service with much less resources than is necessary for such a situation.
I believe that two of your colleagues, employees of the ICRC, were at the hospital.
Yes.
But they were not hurt.
Thankfully not.
Well, looking forward, what do you think the U.S. government, the U.S. military and Afghan military can do to try to ensure that there is not a repetition of such an incident?
I wouldn't get too much into details of that. It's at the end of the day, all parties to any conflict in any given situation should just ensure at any point that any health facility that is clearly marked that is a health facility should be protected under any circumstances and provided the maximum protection and consideration, no matter what level the conflict has reached. So I wouldn't get into specific recommendations for the military or even government on future measures to avoid such things. These are things that definitely taught in military schools, and I don't even consider myself qualified enough to give advice on that. But from an international humanitarian law perspective, it is it's just one pillar of the law to protect civilians at all times and to make sure that health facilities and personnel working to aid people, to medically aid people in situations of war are protected at all times.
Will people from your organization be traveling to Kunduz to assist the situation there?
Unfortunately, right now, we don't see the situation as in any way predictable so that we can, again, send people. We're thankful enough that the people we had there are safe this time, and we managed to take them out of the city. So for now, we're just going to reassess the situation periodically on a daily basis until we're able. We have the most basic safety guarantees for our staff in order to be able to be there, assess the needs of the people, and be able to respond to them.